Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Ken.
Yo, can you hear yourself in the headphones?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. I can't hear myself in the headphones.
That's how you're supposed to do tests. Put them on.
I can't hear it.
Okay, well, it's fine. Just continue going with the show.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, just because you can't hear yourself don't mean other people can't hear us talking. You
should do a test.
Play around with it.
All right, anyway. All right, let's do this, week five scores and recap for the week. It was,
You got to play around with the wire. I can't do it because I can't hear what's in your headphones.
All right.
Here's the bottom.
It was a rough week for us this week. You know, a series of events led to certain things, but at the same time, it is what it is. We lost, and it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if they're running his beak.
I wasn't running my beak. I was confident in my team. I'm still confident in my team. It is what it is. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
You lost, and go through why you lost. Explain.
We won't get into that right now. Let's go through the scores for the week.
Prospects beat Price Electric 30-17. Steel City beat Committee 34-33. Panthers beat the Patriots 30-13. Camden beat Rock Bottom 33-32. Reflection Car Wash beat GC Irish 19-16. And then Colonial Diner beat the Braves 8-7.
I can hear it. We get the whole laugh. We deserved every giggle, every part of that laugh. We deserved that, I'm not going to take nothing away from Colonial Diner. They played.
Yeah. Except for the part where they dropped the ball and the ref said they caught it. Yeah. Why? Now you don't want to bring it up?
We're going to bring it up. Let's jab first. Let that go with body blows right off.
Let's get the box of tissues. You want the box of tissues out of the bathroom?
No, I don't need that. I don't need that. Come on, stop it.
You're still drying your tears?
Stop it. Come on. Stop. It's all good. We will be fine, okay?
I'm not saying you won't.
The Braves will be fine. That's all I'm saying. Like, we will be fine. I don't need tissues. I don't need to be coddled. Mm-hmm. I'm not complaining and blaming such and such because we lost. We fucking lost.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
You're not blaming on the air.
I'm not blaming it on anybody but us. You know what? I'm not blaming it on anybody but myself.
Your team
it's my fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault we lost. Completely my fault we lost, and I'll take that. I'm not going to say
your
fault.
You didn't even play.
I didn't play.
So how's it your fault?
My fault because I didn't make the proper adjustment. Just like Andy Reid, time's yours. It's my fault. I got to do a better job. Time's yours. That's me. I have to do a better job.
But if you don't know about it till the
I know exactly
second.
What it was. I knew exactly what it was doing, what needed to happen, but we weren't doing it, and it's my fault. But that still does not stop the fact or make it okay that, certain things happen in the game that I thought was a little shaky, funny, suspicious. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not blaming nobody for this. We had dropped balls. We had, we didn't score. We had interceptions.
Quarterback not playing.
We didn't have everybody. Scott didn't play.
A lot of people didn't show up.
She didn't know he wasn't playing to the game time. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he's been on safety mode, which I need to say that he's got 5 interceptions. And he got another interception. Let's applaud him.
and couple of players didn't show up.
Yeah, you know, I knew Aaron wasn't going to be there, and Aaron's personally, I don't.
The Tim.
I think Aaron's our best player, so.
Yeah.
You know, not having him, and then plus your number one quarterback. You know what I mean? You can, but we still should have won that game, man. We still should have won that game. You know, but you know, he played as good as he could, and he made.
And,
enough plays to win the game. Just, you know, she made enough plays to win the game, and we just he was let down by his teammates. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody played.
Yeah, your team wasn't good there. Yeah, not everybody was playing.
Not everybody played good like, enough like for us did. To win that game, and that's it. And we lost.
You think I'm they not, took it for granted? Like, oh, this is an easy win, you know? So
probably. I mean,
out
probably.
Partying the night before.
I mean, I'm not
didn't,
saying partying
didn't
or
had
whatever.
To show up. They didn't bring their A game.
We didn't have our A players. The main thing in this league is you have to have a quarterback.
Right.
And it. Now, I'm not taking nothing from Sheem. Sheem is a quarterback
yeah,
in this league. And he's
so.
Won nine games, won eight games, made one playoff games. But
he didn't know
he was playing.
10 o'clock.
He didn't know he was playing. I didn't know he was playing. You know what I'm saying? So once I didn't read Scott's text until – I was on my way to the field.
Yeah.
I don't wake up and check my phone. So by the time I check my phone, I even if he had an hour, it would have only been an hour to like, hey, I'm playing today.
Right.
But at least he could have been a little bit more prepared mentally, but he just wasn't. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. And he went out there and did a pretty good job. I just feel like we let him down and, you know, as a team. Yeah. But like I said, I have to do a better job. I have to do a better job to putting my team in the best position to win the game. And I know that sounds like Andy Reid or some Andy Reid shit, but in reality, I saw things happening that needed to be changed. I said things they weren't being done. So I should have
made them
happen.
Yeah, that's your job.
And that's my fault. And it's my fault. That's my fault. Completely my fault. So.
Not a coach. You're the owner of the team. So,
no, I mean,
I know you like to give your team, everybody like to have their say and this and that. But when it comes down to it, like, it's your team. Like, and
I'm responsible for us.
You have the final say. You have the final say.
I'm responsible for things getting done on the team. And, in that aspect of the game, I let the team down. Like I just had faith in certain
players
that I shouldn't have, and I should have made it happen. So other than that, you know.
So all right, so we'll add Larry on so he can talk about his win this week over.
Yeah, Larry got a big win this week.
Larry
man.
Got a big win this week.
Yo, what's up, Larry? Welcome to Workshops Radio, bro.
What's up, Jeff? What's up, Kim? What's going on, guys?
What's going on, man? Big win for you guys this week, man.
I appreciate it, man. I wasn't even worried, man. I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't even worried. That was
number four in the power
one of the
rankings
ever.
Was it the one that even changed ever? Damn,
bro,
Larry!
I woke up ready to run a mile, dude. My body wasn't hurting at. I'm not even kidding, bro. Like I felt like $1 million today, bro. Didn't even feel like I had a game yesterday.
Good for you, bro. You know what? I'm applauding you.
No.
Larry got himself a big win. That's not a small feat. I mean, did they have all their guys? I don't even know who. I didn't watch your game. So
Price Electric.
Did Price Electric have all their guys?
I believe they had all their guys. They had Doberman, their big center. You know, all the guys are definitely there. Our rush was outstanding. Like, the center wasn't able to put his hands on us. Not once. We were making them look foolish out there. It was a good time, man. It was fun.
That's what's up, Larry. That's awesome, bro. And I'm proud of you guys. I mean, I'm happy for you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's week to week within this league, bro.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
You feel like you got the biggest dick in the world, and then somebody fucking circumcised you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
It's any given Sunday.
Yeah, I was thinking about you, man. I'm definitely thinking about you. This is something it's a bad taste. Yesterday it was a bad taste today, I'm sure. But it'll go away. You'll forget about it. Everybody will forget about this. But, you know, the biggest thing is you got to buy next week, man. That's huge. You know, you're going to be thinking about it all week pretty much.
Which is good, so they don't have to play Colonial Diner three times, which actually they play them twice, but back-to-back games Colonial Diner.
I wouldn't mind it after. I mean, we fucking lost, so they shouldn't be afraid to play us again. Like, and you know, we should go out there. I actually wish we did play this week. You know why? Because I want that nasty taste out of her mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, agreed.
It came down to some weird shit at the end, and I mean, but Randy, I'll give it to him, man. Randy, K-Sizzle, I'm going to say it. Randy, K-Sizzle, and their whole team, bro. They just hung in there. I mean, they came to win, and we just came to play. And that's basically what it boils down to. I mean,
yeah,
they
I
came to win.
I didn't see one snap of the game,
play.
Man.
We were just – I can't make any excuses. Like, oh, we didn't have this, we didn't have that, we didn't have this. But neither did they. They didn't have the number one quarterback. They didn't have that dude Jeff out there, which someone might say that he's their best receiver. So I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and act like, even though, you know, there's levels, but still, I'm not going to sit here and act like that. We didn't have enough people to win that game, bro. We should have won the game. We didn't make the plays. They made the plays. And that's that. But my biggest gripe, and I'll talk about it a little later, but I just, man, it's just this one guy that just bugs me, and I just feel like it's something like I'm not blaming. I'll get into it, but I'll talk about it a little later.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not sitting
Randy
here blaming
on the
it.
Line. We'll get Randy on hold. We'll go over it when we connect him through, so they can go through the recap
That'd
of the
cool.
Brave Colonial Diner game.
All right, put him on.
All right, cool.
Yo, Randy, welcome to Barbershop
Yo,
Talk
what's
Radio.
Up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
You got Larry's on here, too.
You got Larry on here,
what's
too,
up,
man.
What's up, Larry?
Randy, I have to applaud you, bro. I'm going to applaud you right off the rip, bro.
Yeah.
You did a good job, bro. I mean, I'm sitting here. I didn't think you guys had a shot to win that game, honestly.
No,
going into the game, I think you guys had a shot to win the game.
Yeah,
I didn't think you guys had a shot.
Nah, we played bend, don't break, and hopefully we had a chance in the end to try to win it. That's what happened, actually.
And that's basically what happened. You know, I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, you guys didn't beat us. You guys beat us. I mean, fair and square, straight up. You know what I mean? Like, I guess.
Oh, now you guess.
I guess. I mean,
you know, Colonial is a bunch of veterans, man. They're a bunch of veterans.
Yeah,
we've
got a lot
of
smart players. We got a lot of slow, smart players, so. It works out.
You guys played hard. You guys played hard. You guys never gave up. And we just
now,
never.
Well,
you never had control of the game. You talk about not
having players. I mean, we're missing our two best defensive guys, our two best offensive guys, too. We have four linemen out of eight guys that showed up. So,
that's it. The guys
are pretty good.
I mean, we were missing Scott. We were missing our number one receiver. We were missing our number two receiver.
Scott's big. Scott was there.
Yeah. That was huge, bro. That was huge.
Scott not being there is definitely big. We had a bunch of holes on defense. You guys didn't even expose at all.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys hit a 10-yard, 15-yard stop the whole game.
Which is crazy because I have mad respect for that quarterback, the backup quarterback. In my
you didn't
opinion,
know.
One of the best backup quarterbacks to have.
He didn't know he was going to play. He's a crazy athlete. He didn't know he was going to play in his defense. And not to mention, bro, he definitely made enough plays to win, bro. His teammates let him down. There was too many drop balls, bro. Too many drop balls.
Yeah, well, that was a game that one big play will change the whole game, and it did.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Kyle grabbing that ball on like third and long changed the whole game.
That was a nice – yo, that's applaud, K-Sizzle. Applaud, K-Sizzle. That was a nice play by K-Sizzle, man. But the problem I had, the only thing I had a problem with was, you know the problem. You know what I had a problem with, bro.
The dude dropped the ball.
The dude did drop the ball. He did drop the ball. Tell me.
Do you think he even said he dropped it?
Yeah, he said it on the sideline. He's like, I didn't even catch it. That's what he told me.
He was laughing. They got him to the 1 yard line or something.
Got him down to the goal line. Down to the goal line, and he was like, "Yo, I didn't even catch that ball."
And that's how they scored on that.
Randy, you know what? I'm gonna tell you this. You did a great job. You avoided the pressure. You avoided the pressure, and you threw it up. You gave him a shot to make the play on the ball.
That was only first down, too, though. That was first down.
Yeah, it was first and goal.
First,
yeah,
and it went down to two. So it's not, that's not saying that game wouldn't have happened, you know, the same way. But that was first down.
Bro, it was
a 40-yard
line. It was a 40-yard play on a ball that he didn't catch. That's all I'm saying. It was, you guys were at midfield. Case Sizzle caught the ball right at midfield. He was 1 yard over the first down. The next play, you went deep again. And the dude didn't catch the ball. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not blaming that. That's not why we lost. The dude, what's my man's name? I'm not gonna call him the dude. What's his name?
Matt.
Okay. Well, Matt went up and he made a play on the ball.
Right.
It looked like he had it.
Right.
But he was kind of like.
Slipped through his hand.
He kind of was like moving, and then he like went to the ground.
It moved when he went to the ground. When he went to the ground, yeah. Then he turned his back.
When he went to the ground,
the ball popped up. Yeah.
The ball popped up off the ground, and then he catches it. Then he catches it again, and
the ref was thrown towards his back, so he couldn't see through him to see what happened with the ball.
Well, it's the one ref that was supposed to make the play, make that call. The one down by the end zone, the timekeeper. You know who I'm talking about. Well, the other refs were like, I don't think he caught that. I don't think he caught that. And then he's like, yeah, it's a catch. It's a catch. Even though he probably didn't even see it clearly. He just said it was a catch, bro. Honestly. Because
the ball.
The line judge and the ref that was on the opposite end of the field, they were like, I don't think so. I don't think so. They didn't. It took so long for them to even move the cone down until the guy in the corner was like, oh, that was a catch. That was a catch. The ball bounced off the ground, bro. You can't call that a catch, bro. You never had possession.
Man, in a league where you got three referees and they don't have replay and it happens fast and they got to go by the judgment call and he don't see it hit the ground. Man. He has to make the call. The reality is with the personnel that I had on my team that day with four rushers playing different positions and the talent you guys had, it shouldn't even came to that call.
That's why I said
you guys,
that has to
you guys underperformed.
We didn't lose because of that play. We didn't lose because of that play.
No.
We didn't lose because of that play. But I'm saying that play because
we
should have never
happened. We also dropped a touchdown earlier in the game. I thought that the dude, he made a diving catch and lost it going to the ground on fourth down. So, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of things could have changed, but you guys shouldn't have been that close. You guys didn't score to your last drive on fourth down.
Absolutely not.
Frank, Frank Luce, brother, he was asking me, he's like, Larry, why you taking video of us, Colonial Diner, man? We ain't nothing to look at. So I saw him after the game, and he's laughing. I was like, that's why, Frank, man. Crazy. I wish I saw this game. I really do.
It was a pretty tight game, man. The ball was slick. I mean, we weren't going nothing deep. We were playing bend, don't bend. I was burning the clock. I think I had the ball two-thirds of the whole game on offense. We were literally just getting first down, trying to go through four downs. You know, burn the clock. We didn't want your guy having the ball because that dude's fast as shit. And our rush did a great job containing him to the sideline because if he breaks loose, he can get 20, 25 yards like that.
Yes, he can. Yep.
I mean, Ugly game, bro.
You got
a lot of drops. Way too many drops. And like I said, he played well enough for us to win the game. But, you know, I'm not good. Anyway. But, Randy, I'm going to applaud you again, bro. You did your thing, bro. I mean, you played good,
Vegas
bro.
Vegas got paid, bro.
For what you had, you played pretty good, bro. You attacked.
Yeah,
Reese owes
me $35. I bet him.
I like how you attacked this, bro. You attacked the cover too well, and I'll give you that. I will give you that.
He was a part of your team one time, so he kind of knows. Like,
I'm sure Randy's been in the league. Randy's a veteran.
He kind of knows what
Randy might not have the strongest arm in the world, but Randy
knows
what he's doing.
Yeah.
He does. He knew how to attack our defense.
He knows what to do.
But at the same
time,
they weren't scoring, and they had just one good drive, and then that was that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had one good drive.
One good drive, and
what a 40-yard bonus play, but you know what I'm saying, right?
And 40-yard gimme.
Yeah. 40-yard gimme and all, but you know what I mean? He still made the throw. He still got the 2-point conversion. They did what they needed to do to beat us, and that's that.
Yeah, we had no choice but to go 2 points. We went for tie. When you guys would have beat us in overtime, you guys having a short field, that would have been no good. So we had to go for the win. With 40
and Vegas
seconds left.
Got paid, baby.
I do.
Yeah, I got paid too.
Yeah, you got paid, bro. We're all to Vegas, right?
This week, I think they were, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Where's the Vegas picks? Let's pull out the Vegas picks.
You know what's funny about the Vegas picks this week? Last week, all the favorites cleared, and the prospects did not. This week,
all the underdogs.
All the underdogs cleared, and the prospects only did. It's crazy, man. Where's my mind? It's nuts.
So everything cleared, but Steel City and Committee.
No. Nah.
And then you guys, because Steel City and Committee was -6, and they won by 1 point.
We were 25-point favorites and lost by one.
Yeah, yeah, and you guys. Yeah.
It happens, well, you know, man. It really does happen.
Yeah. That's what it is.
I wonder
what
that spread's going to look like next time.
You know what I'm saying? That's where the money line is like a -1,000, right, on the Braves. And you're not putting no money on it. So you're like, all right, man, I'm going to put a hundo on the spread. Man,
I'm nervous.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yo. Yo, what the fuck? Yo, man. Rainey, good job, bro. That's all I'm going to say to you, dog. Good job.
Yeah, you guys
good job.
You better take another list and get it together, man. Your team was falling apart after that game.
I think they need a week off. They need a week
falling
off to, after this loss.
Bro, nobody was falling apart, bro. I mean, we should be mad to be losing three centers.
That was finger point central, man.
Yeah.
After that game.
He just don't want to call him out on the air. That's all.
No. Who was pointing? All right. So who was yelling at? I didn't hear anybody.
I'm not saying like
I didn't hear
on
anybody point
sideline. I'm just saying like fingers have been pointed since the game has ended.
Yeah,
That's crazy business. First of all,
okay.
I'm not putting that in it has nothing to do with any fucking body. And second of all, shit happens like that when you lose a fucking game that you shouldn't lose.
That you're supposed to win.
You're supposed to win. People are going to blame each other. It is somebody's fault.
Yeah.
But actually,
it's your fault. It's my fault. Yeah.
That's whose fault it is. And that's what I'm saying. It's my fault we lost because I didn't put my players in the best position to win the game.
I think your team thought it was going to be an easy win.
It should have been.
They just expected it to be an easy win.
It should have been.
They didn't show
yeah,
not,
when,
they didn't
at what point? At what point did you realize it wasn't going to be an easy win after halftime 0-0?
When Scott said he wasn't playing is when I realized that. Scott said he wasn't playing, I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I didn't see Sheen show up until fucking damn near kickoff. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't know. Bro, it was That's
yeah,
when I realized.
Playing until we see a dude roll out on the field.
Sheen didn't know he was playing until after the coin toss, bro. So he's on defense, man, and that's what he's been dedicating himself to, is defense. I'm not going to sit here and act like – but I've seen Sheen play better than that. But like I said, he played good enough for us to win. We let him down. That's it. Not just me, but his teammates.
It was at least two touchdowns. Too many drop balls.
Yes, two touchdowns were dropped.
Oh, wow.
Two touchdowns. So, I mean, they were contested, but they were dropped. I mean, they were hit hands.
Not all of them. One was just by itself.
Yes. The other one was contested, and he missed it. So.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the next week's game for both you guys, man, because it's interesting.
No
Patriots
game next
are
week,
hurting.
Bro.
On Brazier and a bye.
Oh, okay.
Buy
I mean, you're right.
Strange
right.
reason.
So
we got a bye.
Yeah. It's going to be a pretty good game with the Patriots, man. They are desperate right now, bro, and you guys need to bounce back. And then you got Colonial playing GC Irish, who is winless. That's going to be a good game, man. Could you imagine Randy pulling off another win right there, man? Oh, my goodness.
Yo, I don't know.
Hey, they got the taste now, so all it takes is that one win to turn your team around.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, you got the taste of victory.
Look, man, I wasn't here the first 2 weeks, so apparently we put up no points, so a power rank is a bad. And I got the phone call, so I figured, all right, let me go out there. You know, we put up two touchdowns against Committee pretty easy. You know, missed a couple of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Could've
say
won
that again, Randy. What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, put a couple touchdowns up against Committee. And could have won that game, but that was my first game back since my shoulder.
To me,
I was, in a sling 6 weeks ago. So, you know, if that was my first week, we could have won that game. They had a bad game, too, just like you guys did.
Since you came on as quarterback.
As soon as I came back, we had rock bottom. I mean, rock bottom, we had six guys, Iron Man. We couldn't do anything last week. I mean, I was playing defense. We were playing all, you know, we had six guys. And we were dead because they got an athletic core right there. And that quarterback, man, you could buy a million, and you could throw the left of the field probably. I mean, he's pretty good. But, yeah, you know, good GC Irish. I'm looking forward to that. Get two in a row will be gold. And then
GC
play
Irish
Braves again, of course.
Too, man. I mean, GC Irish is third. So, I mean, you guys, that's going to be a pretty good game if you guys show up.
Yeah,
so.
They just lost by
I think we're the only two teams. I think we're the only two teams in the league right now after the dropout that wouldn't be considered
be
like
Keter
elite teams. Everybody else is like elite, you know, top of the A, elite for years. We're the only two teams that haven't been in that status. So, you know, that game's going to mean a lot to both of us. One of us got to win.
True.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's us because the other ones don't come easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's the people who got chances of really? I mean, Camden's really on that, you know, a crazy matchup for anybody. You know, rock bottom, we got to play them. You know,
how about that spread, man?
We beat them
last season,
We're better this season. As long as we got a quarterback, we're good.
Like
I mean,
said, without a quarterback, you're nothing.
I said that last week. We're nothing without a quarterback. Nothing. Nothing. We're just. Yeah, exactly. We're nothing without a quarterback.
We had no points the first 2 weeks against teams that we should have scored on. Yeah, Panthers are playing levels because, me or Lou weren't there.
Whoa, hold up. Don't screw with the Panthers, bro. The Panthers got jiggy against the Patriots, bro.
Yeah.
The Panthers got jiggy.
Wow.
The Panthers got jiggy against the Patriots, man.
And everyone was thinking this was going to be a quick game. The Patriots were going to win with
Lyman. Our lineman was the quarterback for that game. I heard about that.
Y'all should have just
The Panthers, the Panthers are undefeated against the spread. I can't figure them out, yo. They've been tearing me apart.
I've been said that. I don't know what the Panthers are, man.
They got some talent, man.
They got one of the best quarterbacks ever to play the game, man. Ralph Pepino, I'm telling you.
Ralph Pepino,
okay.
Now they got Day and, they got, what's his name, Son out there. It's fucking quick. Probably one of the faster guys around. He weighs only 10.
Lance's son is fat as hell.
Lance's son will put the burners on everybody.
Yeah.
He's pretty quick, man.
Y'all mad in the call, guys. Welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. I don't know who this is, so I can't say your name, but welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio, man. Who is this?
Hello?
I ain't say nothing. Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up? What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Yeah. You know who that is?
Okay, Ralph. All right. What's going on, bro?
We were just talking about you, I think.
Yeah, Larry told me to call in. I listened to you guys last week. You got something good going on.
Thank you.
He's from the Panthers?
For the Panthers.
All right, so we're trying to figure out the Panthers. Everyone's like, you're the underestimated team. Nobody knows what to expect with you guys.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's with any other team who shows up at that Sunday.
Yeah, that's true.
So, the week ago, I think three guys didn't show up. We got shut out, you know. And the first week we played rock bottom, probably never going to beat them. And I forget the other team we lost to. I only got two losses, that's it. So, yeah, we're a pretty good team when everybody shows up. That's the deal.
I mean, that's pretty big win. I didn't expect you guys to, beat the Patriots like that. Like that.
Everybody said it was going to be a close game, but with the spread, if you picked the Panthers with the spread.
I took the Panthers. I took you guys.
Yeah, and the guy from committee
that
said
it's awesome, man.
I took you guys. I took you guys with the spread.
With the spread, yeah. The Panthers were going to win with the spread.
Yeah.
The Patriots were going to win the game, but the spread, the Panthers were going to win with the spread.
Yeah, I thought it would be a closer game, but they fucking whooped their ass. You know what? Let's applaud Ralph. And the Panthers.
I always got to beat Jimmy because he beat me in the championship about, I would say, 15 years ago. I had rock bottom for 20 years, and then I gave it to Tyree about six seasons ago. So anyhow, make a long story short, Jimmy's team was pretty good. We came off like we won two championships in a row. It was fall, Icy Field, and Jimmy beat us 12-6, 12-7. And what he did was, he's a smart team. It was an Icy Field. We had some quick guys, and they would bump everybody at the line. It's just going to get free. So, and he probably has the best championship ever. I don't know who he won in the first round. Second round, he beat Steel City. I don't know, maybe they were called All-Star Trophy at the time. They threw up a bomb at the end of the game, won that game, and then they ended up beating us in the championship. So to this season, I think that is because they were underdogs in every game, and they end up winning. So every time I play Jimmy, I got to beat him. So hopefully he's out there listening, and he's making a – yes.
He tried to get him to call in, didn't he?
Yeah, I tried to get him to call in. But he said he was going to, but, you know, whatever. That's good, man. Yeah. That's good. That's a pretty good win for you guys.
No, because that's what you guys, the Braves try to beat Jim, too.
Yeah, we try to get them, too. But
That's a personal thing,
Y'all
used to work
together. Jim's the reason that we're even in this league, so I have to give him that. It's competition, man.
The Panthers, they play GCR this week. They could be sitting at 4-2, man, by next week.
Man, yeah, GCR is just not going to go silent. GCR Irish is not going to go silently into the night. GCR Irish is going to fight, bro. GCR Irish,
they score every
fought hard, a pretty hard game against Reflections and Camden. GCR Irish is not a pushover, man. I mean, the Panthers. I mean, I don't know exactly what you guys are, but I know GC Irish plays hard and they rock out. As long as their quarterback shows up. So.
Well, yeah, they're all from Gloucester. So, I think that – I know that actually I started playing softball with the five Joe Dunn, the son who quarters Dalton Dunn. I remember when he was born, believe it or not. So, they played high school together. So when you play them, you can see that they know what's going on. We got a pretty good team chemistry, so. But,
very true, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys lost to Colonial Diner, man. What's up with
me
that?
Me either, man. Yeah. Me either. Yo, Randy's on here, man. Tell him. Congratulate him, man. Congratulate Mr. Randy, bro. They played a decent game.
Look, all that happened is we had athletes show up that are better than our athletes.
You guys were talking last week about Colonial Dive and the Savages, and those Savages are thrown out. But you need these teams like Colonial Dive. They've been around for years. So, you know, whether it was Lou quarterback or Randy, if you come out there and you think you're going to beat the team and just walk out there, that's what usually happens. And I was talking to your quarterback, Scott. I was like, what's up? You're not playing? He's like, nah. I go, dude, that's not good. You know, because if you don't have your quarterback, I know Scott for a long time, he has good plays. So most of these quarterbacks, these young quarterbacks in this league, they try to win with their feet. If you got a good pass rush, you're not winning with your feet because eventually you're going to be bogged down and you got to throw the ball. And, you know.
Yeah, that's what happened this week. The guy was on the sideline throwing the ball up every time. George kept containing them pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know who quarterback for you guys, but I'm just saying, you take the kid from, but Matt McEwen from Steel City, when he first came in the league, all he did was run around and make plays with his feet. But when he got to the championship game, I'm not saying he don't probably won't agree with, but he never had plays. He used to tell me all the time, and our rush was really good, kept him in a pocket. And he learned. You watch him play, he probably knows way more now, and he can't run as fast as he can when he was back then. And now he's just, he won two championships out of the last three seasons. So, and you got to give it to these guys who really, this league is, I was talking to Bill too, the Concini, yesterday. I'm like, Bill, this league is very intelligent. So, if a new team comes in and thinks they're going to win, they're not.
They're not, yeah. That's been proven. They're not.
They're not, yeah. Like you see, Camden and Rock Bottom was a great game. They used the onside kick rule.
That was the game of the week.
What's that?
Both.
That was the game of the week, man. Camden versus Rock Bottom was the game of the week.
But both the Steel City and Committee, and then Camden and Rock Bottom, they both lost by 1 point. Both games were like 1 point.
Any of the teams can beat one another. And the thing is, you know, a lot of teams say, well, I think I could beat Camden. I think I could beat Committee or whoever is in the elite. But the thing is, when them guys come to play, you better watch out. I know they're older, but Camden can beat anybody. You know, Committee also the same. They're all older, but these guys know the league, and they're very smart.
We got a date with them this week, Ralph. Prospect
yeah, Bam came in there. Bam came in there, and he quartered, and he brought them to a win. So you just can't. You know, like I heard you guys, a lot of guys like this last week said, "Oh, well, I think Camden, I can beat them and the Committee." But when it comes to playoffs, this league's all about the playoffs. I couldn't care less what happens. Yeah, I can't care. I mean, it's great. It's a fun league. I've been in the league since 1996. So
wow,
the league. Yeah, this league's fun. It's great, but it all comes down to playoffs. I know teams where I hated going undefeated, and then during the regular season, then you get to the playoffs, shit, you lose.
You can be 0-7 in regular season and win the championship game. Like the season doesn't matter. It does. It comes down to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, look at the Patriots a couple seasons ago when they played the Prospects. They almost beat Prospects and got blown out in the first round.
Yep. Oh, yeah, weren't you on Jim's team that year when they were undefeated?
Yeah, but we shouldn't have been playing the Prospects in the first place. But whatever.
First round of the playoffs. That's when the Prospects
were 8-0. We were, like, undefeated.
Yeah.
And then somehow Larry and them were 4-5. They're naturally an elite team.
They were in the elite. Though.
Yeah, they were.
No.
Yeah, they were.
Are you sure they
were? Yes, I'm sure they were.
Because
Steel City ended up winning the A championship. Oh, wow, what a surprise. Steel City won the A championship?
Wow.
Come on.
A and elite don't play in the playoffs.
Steel City dropped down to the A, and somehow
the prospects
dropped down to the A.
Oh, okay.
Of course they're going to win it. You dropped down to the A. Like, what do you mean? Of course you should have been in the championship game. Even though we beat you guys in that regular season game, that still had nothing to do with the fact that you guys should have never been playing us in that that playoff game in the first place. Now, you know, whatever. Congratulations and all. But you shouldn't have been playing us in the first place.
Look, man, I'm a firm believer. Like I said, I've been saying it for years. They should just make it one league and quit doing the divisions, and you just get better or you lose.
Right.
That's what we have
really,
to do.
Really, Randy?
Man.
Come on, Randy. You can't do that, Randy. You can't do that, man.
You know how many times I got steamrolled playing better teams? You can't complain. You just get better.
Oh, trust me, I have it. And trust me, I did. I'm just saying, you can't have the Savages playing Rock Bottom, then the Savages, then Steel City, and then the Prospects in a row. That's what I'm saying, because that was their schedule, bro.
You know, but they would have no chance against Rock Bottom in the playoffs. They would have, like,
none.
Colonial Diner, like, TCR.
Yeah, Colonial Diner, too. Yeah, throw them in there.
Yeah, like, all of them, I'm sure.
Well, Colonial Diner used to be a better, way better team than they were.
If all teams were even, there's no way, like, I'm sure every team would have a hard time against, because it's always usually Steel City, Rock Bottom, Camden, in the playoffs.
In the championship game. Yeah.
So whoever's against them is going to have a hard time against them, no matter what team it is.
Now, Randy, I don't know if you listened to the show before, bro, but I've given you props for actually turning – you were a big part of turning our team around, bro.
He did. He wanted you as – team this year.
Yeah, I kind of did, I didn't want to insult you.
That was a good season. Like I said, in the second season, my arm hurt so damn bad it just fell apart. Young boys, but it was good because we played a new team.
Randy, we put up points, and that was the curve
we put up four touchdowns in that game.
Yeah, that was the first time you started scoring touchdowns.
We
were scoring 3-4 touchdowns a game. The only time we lost was because somebody put up 5 touchdowns against us.
Yeah. Yeah, they were high scoring.
Yeah, so I gave you props for that. But I give you props for beating us again. And I'm just going to not talk about that game ever again. But I'm going to give you the props. I'm going to give you the props for beating us. Let's talk
you don't want to admit it, but he's got his box of tissues here. Like, he's got to keep walking away to cover up his mess.
I was hyped after that game. You know what? I wasn't even supposed to make it this week. And I said, you know, I woke up in the morning, and I said, I ain't going. My wife said, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting dressed. She's like, wow, we're playing the Braves. That's the only team I want to play this season is the Braves. Because I want to play Reese and Tim. And you know what I mean? All the guys that I played with for two seasons.
And
I'm glad
I did,
because it worked out. Yeah, because otherwise
good
the game would have went that way.
Good, I agree. If you didn't play, I don't think it would have happened that way.
Well, who would have been
a
quarterback?
A lot of clubs.
K-Sizzle.
Either the lineman or Kyle or somebody. It don't matter. And like I said, we played the game we supposed to. Ben don't break. We ate up a lot of clock. And just hope you guys get the ball a lot.
But anyway, let's get off that game. Larry, how'd you guys do this week, man? Let's talk about that game you had, Larry.
It was a pretty fair game. Price went up 8-0 right off the bat in their first drive, and they were feeling hot, man, but we just took over right after that and just literally crushed them, man.
I saw you put on Facebook something about their quarterback had 4 touchdowns or something like that? Or was that
quarterback, actually. Our quarterback had 4 interceptions this week. He threw 4 TDs, man. 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's because he played a real defense. No, I'm not. You know what? I'm not knocking Price. Price played hard. They played good. I'm just playing.
While we're on it.
No, we're not doing the power rankings yet. I don't even want to hear the power rankings.
Yeah.
Larry, you got your power rankings, bro?
Oh, I kind of do, man. I kind of do.
Let's hear it.
You might as well let it out. I don't know, man. I don't know. I want to sleep on another day. You know what I mean?
No, man.
The Braves fell too much. That's why I ain't releasing it. I don't have the Braves falling at all, man. The top 7 stay the same. Steel City 1, Camden 2, Rock Bottom 3, Committee 4. Braves stay at 5, you know, no QB. I can't mess with that, bro, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Prospect 6, Reflection stays at 7. Now, here's the changes, man. Panthers, my man Ralph, up to number 8. Up to number 8. Price Electric down to number 9.
All right.
What do you guys think about that? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree.
Let's applaud Larry. Let's applaud Larry.
They had I was absolutely forced to.
It's tough to. Shit happens, man. I mean, shit does.
Yeah.
Shit just happens. I mean, shit just happens. So
it'll change next week. So.
Yeah. Very true. And just to finish it out, man, I'm going to hear you guys. I'm going to hear Randy. I still got GC Irish at 10, even though they lost. They put up a good fight against Reflection. They lost by 3. Came down the last play of the game.
Won against Camden
and
as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, they didn't win.
GC Irish is a weird way. They go up 1, you know?
I agree.
I dropped them down. Yeah. I gotta leave Colonial, man, just because the Braves didn't have their quarterback. I have to leave Colonial at number 12, and Patriots, they dropped down to number 11 just because who knows what's going on with them, man.
Yay!
Well, I guess it's a good thing Jim didn't call me today.
No, but I'm saying I get it. I'm sorry. I've been too sick to even do power rankings this week.
Disgusted.
Can't move 12 anyway. We have a different team every week, so hasn't even been a single time we had our full plethora of players. After this week, though, you're going to see our whole team going forward. Everybody's on board now.
They've improved since you took over as quarterback. That your team has improved. You can see it. You can see it. They're starting to score touchdowns.
That's true, man.
Randy
had no quarterback. Randy, the team's better.
Randy, what happens if Lou shows up? You know what I mean? Does he ultimately take it over?
Well, yeah, kind of. I'll give it up because I'm better on defense than he wants to be on D anyway, and I'd rather play slot or something. I just play wherever they want me to play, wherever Lou needs me. And so 1 week it's all defense, 1 week it's all no. And then some days,
all I'm saying
he, you
is,
know, we have a matchup.
You
I'll do like if
yeah.
we were playing Braves next week.
Sorry,
if we were playing Braves next week, no worries. It's hard to hear you until after you start talking. If we were playing Braves again, I'd already called Lou, told him, I don't care if you're coming back this week. I'm playing. He's like, ah, all right.
Well,
he's like, all right, no problem. I said, I'm playing against the Braves. I don't care. You know what
week
I mean?
Eight.
You know, we're playing them again.
Yeah, week eight, you guys will meet up again.
We'll see you again, Larry.
Yeah, and I'll probably be playing. The only reason, because I left two or three touchdowns on the table. I'm upset. I thought we should have put up at least three touchdowns against Texas.
I know we didn't.
I'm upset, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the rain did don't help me. I throw with a glove. So the rain didn't help me any. I was throwing without a glove the first three series with a bum shoulder. And, you know, we have a nice day next time. I'm definitely killing it. It's definitely going to be a couple more touchdowns, no doubt.
Oh, yeah?
No doubt.
So,
don't
yeah,
be,
make sure.
You might as well pin that.
Yo. Make sure Scott's there that day.
Yo, Scott has to
make
play,
sure
man.
Scott's there. Make
Scott
sure
has to
Scott's
play,
there.
Man.
Yeah.
Scott has to play, man.
I don't want no more excuses. We're going to put the best
there
referees
no excuses,
in that.
Bro.
It's like,
yo,
it's
you
like
guys
playoff
won the game. There is no excuses,
yeah.
man. There is no excuses, bro. You guys won the game. Fair and
yeah,
square.
We'll put the best referee crew on that game. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Well,
make sure everybody's watching. So
I don't marry you. The guy that goes to the tan is the line and shit. You know what I'm talking about. The guy
orange
the, tan, the orange tan, the spray tan, with the little mustache and the glasses. Don't be paying attention to shit.
Weedy.
Yeah, no, I don't want him. I don't want him. I'm not saying his name.
Make sure
I know who I'm talking about.
All I'm saying is, Jeff, make sure next game you buy your guy, go to Walmart, buy him all new gloves.
Stop it, Randy! Bro, we didn't have Aaron, bro. We didn't have Aaron. We didn't have Scott, and we had a guy that didn't know he was playing quarterback till he started playing quarterback.
I didn't have Jamel though. We were missing Jamel.
It doesn't
you
even
know?
Matter, bro. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We don't know. You can have Lou.
Nah,
you take
know
Lou. You take Lou.
Yeah, I do.
You got
we
have Lou.
Denzel, he was there last week. He wasn't there this week. I have Denzel and Jamel. That's a different
if
team.
If we have Lou and Jamel, and we have Scott and Aaron, we win the game. Hands down.
I didn't say Lou and Jamel. I said Jamel and Denzel.
Oh, Jamel and Denzel. Okay, I know Denzel, too. Denzel from Williamstown? Yeah, he's from Williamstown.
Nah, Trenton.
Trenton? I'm talking about another Denzel. All right, whatever.
We'll find
out. No matter. Denzel, whatever.
It can be a rematch.
Well,
we
got you guys again,
yeah,
bro.
When
you guys beat us again, then I believe it.
Same result.
I believe.
Different game, different players.
Three more weeks, yeah.
But we got this, man. If you guys think we're going to fall apart, don't believe what you want. But we got this, bro. We got this, man. Shit happens. It happens.
Yeah,
so,
it's kind of the heart of your team in a way on the field.
He's the quarterback.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's always good when you beat your old team. That's all. I'm just going with it. We always
go with
it.
Oh, Randy, I'm proud. You know what? I'm applauding you again.
Yeah, he has nothing but respect. He said nothing but good things.
I've always said good shit about Randy.
Yeah.
I've always said good shit.
Always cool.
Randy,
I
was singing
I'm
about
cool
bringing
everybody
you back, Randy. But I didn't think you would
have
wanted to just be on the sideline and as a backup. So that's why I didn't
that's
ask
what
you,
I do it. Yeah, that's what I've been on Colonial the last three seasons. I've been
he wanted to.
I've been playing half the games, but, you know.
But,
Lou
you
know that he can't make it every game.
I thought about it. I asked people, and they were like, I don't think he's going to do it. So
he's not going to play backup.
He's not going to play backup. So,
I literally do it now. Literally, I play backup now, but it winds up I wind up playing a lot of the games.
You know, I mean, you played a good game, bro, and I'll give you that. So, well, Ralph,
if I was doing that game, we would have won. That's all I'm saying. If I was on your squad,
we would have. Randy, I know you get busy, bro, and I fuck with you like that. You know what I'm saying?
Our
safeties
were 25 yards back, man. All you had to do
you
was 50
30
yards
back
all day on the score.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
30 yards.
I was like, how's he not? I thought I said it too loud. I said, why is this guy not doing 15, 20 yard stops? all day. It's wide open.
Anna.
Scrambling around.
Sheen plays a run. Sheen does a different game. Like Ralph said, you can't win with your legs. You have to make plays with your arm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he'll get that, bro. But if he knew he was going to play quarterback, he would have played better. But he still played good enough for us to win the game. That's how I feel. I just feel like the team was down.
Yeah, we got a lot of quarterbacks that are backups on these. We're not backups, we're just secondary quarterbacks on other teams. If we broke them off, man, they could get their own team, you know, as good as they are. Like Sheen, we got the dude from Camden. The backup is the best quarterback probably in the league.
Yeah.
What's that dude's name?
What, for
Black guy from Camden.
For Camden?
Bam. Yeah, he used to be Ralph's guy. Is that Tyree? What's his name?
Who's the dude with the beard? Larry, who's the dude with the beard catching all the passes, bro? I don't know his name. What was his name?
What team are we talking about?
For Camden, the dude that caught that the onside kick.
Oh! His man, he's a former prospect, man. That's Dave Canuck.
Yep. Canuck.
Well, Dave Canuck was getting busy. Let's applaud him.
Who's the quarterback that used to play with you guys, Larry? With the beard, the red beard.
Sean. Yeah. He got quarterback for Camden.
But that backup. He's not the backup. It's his team, I think. But that dude is probably the best quarterback in the league, and he's not even killing.
Hey, Ralph, tell us something about Bam, man. You would know better than a lot of people.
Yeah, Bam. Bam's a monster.
Bam got hurt. He got operated on his shoulder. He didn't want to quarter anymore. So, but I guess every time Sean struggles, which is tough for him going on a team like that, you know what I mean? Cause
he ran into a Lions den then over there.
Sean came in the league, and he was like the vault. When they both came in the league, I don't remember Sean's team, the name of his team, but he had Kitops on it.
Flowtown.
They want no huddle. Then both of them, and they really caught everybody by surprise. There we go, no huddle. But again, the league's pretty smart, and when they play playoffs, they can never win the big one because it's tough to go no huddle, you know, and against some defenses when you get to the playoffs. So, but then, on Cam, that's pretty tough to go on Camden, and he's got to change his style. I think he's trying it, so it's different. And then when he struggles, they got Bam in there, you know. Bam's a good quarterback. Bam's a good receiver and all, you know, everything. So, but you got Egan, I think, you know, listen, I'm going to be a little biased. I think Tyree's the best in the league. But Bam,
yeah, Tyree's good, man. Absolutely.
Tyree's
smart, and he makes good throws every time.
Yeah, sure. But I'm saying Bam, Egan, and Matt from Steel City, you can interchange them and say that guy's he's the best quarterback this week, that week, you know, it depends. But that's what I'm saying. You got to remember, Camden committee, them guys are either in the late 30s or 40s. And these young teams can't beat them. So that's the real deal. I mean, think about this. You're 20 years – you guys are 20 years younger than most of these, and you can't beat an older team. So that just shows that experience gets you through these leagues. You can be – like, I like the Braves. They remind me of a young team. I forget the like the Vault. They remind me of the Vault. Nobody. They came in. They took everybody And then with the problem with the Vault was very cocky. And teams were out to get them, And these older guys who've been in the league, they kind of take that personal. And I don't think they went to the championship. I think one time against us, we beat them. And I don't think they beat the committee or Camden in any playoff game after that. So that's what happens. You got to know the league. If you don't know the league, you won't. What happens is guys quit. What's the team?
Yeah, the Savages.
What's the name of the team that she was on? What are they called?
Thunder.
I like that team. I said, yo, stay together. But when they expect to win every game. You got to get your ass beat. If you don't get your ass beat, you don't learn shit. So what happens?
Exactly.
I'm not even picking on them. Just a lot of teams like that came in the league. They were good teams, and they get their ass kicked. Guess what? They quit. They fight, they don't stay together, and they split up. And that's why we only have 14 teams in the league.
Hold up. Hold on. I want to chime in on this conversation because you're right, Ralph. You're absolutely right, man. Not everybody can stand getting their ass whooped every week, man. I mean, it's a high price to get your ass beat. You know what I'm saying? So
it crushes your confidence.
And it makes you think you can't compete in this league. But
and your faith in your team, it crushes your faith. All it takes is that one win to turn things around.
I mean, because my team, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you need to come out of high school. This ain't regular football with the pads.
Nah.
Like, I hear all the time, oh, yeah, we won this, we won that. Okay, that's great. But we're playing 6-on-6 here. You know, it's not. There's not. As for a quarterback, you can ask Randy or whoever else is on the line. There's no windows here. It's the rushing, too. And listen, these refs, I don't have nothing bad about say about the refs because they're always out of position. It's not really their fault. Everybody's younger than them. But here's the count. Ready? 1, 2, 3, and they're in on you. You know what I mean? So, if you're a quarterback, you got a fast rush coming in. You got four guys playing deep. Think about that. It seems impossible even just to complete a pass sometimes. So,
I agree.
It comes down to two things. Like you said, the quarterback. But you know what the second thing is? Your pass rush. And Larry can pass rush. Like when I was playing Jimmy's team, they're smart, but I had a little extra time. So if you give me a little extra time, I kind of pick here for Bart because I've been playing for such a long time. But when I played Price Electric, for some reason they had a quick pass rush on me a week ago, and because that's the thing, you got to have a good pass rush in the league, and I still see teams rush one, and you know it's amazing if you give these quarterbacks time, they'll pick you apart.
Yeah,
that's true, man.
Yeah, absolutely,
you know,
right.
You guys are all learning. Like the Braves, I mean, you probably needed a loss like that, you know, to wake
they
up.
They did.
So
yeah. He was getting a little cocky.
Yeah, they're getting real cocky.
But yeah, it's getting a little big here.
So what, man?
I'm friends with Facebook. I'm friends with all the Facebook guys on Facebook, and they're posting all week. They already chalked this up as a W, winning by 50, putting 50 on the boys. And boys couldn't put up more than 7.
I'm sorry. You had Scott and we put up 50, bro. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. But you know what? We didn't have him. So we did. We lost.
It is
fine.
What it is, but.
But I how I feel is we're still not. Yo, if you guys can sleep on us if you want, you can think we're going to fold. Bro, I've played in this league for.
This is like your sixth or seventh, eighth. 4 years.
4 years. Okay.
And I played
two seasons.
Spring.
So eighth season. My eighth season. And there's games. There's been games, seasons, most of the seasons, we didn't even win a game.
Yeah.
So. Us losing one game, it's not going to break us, dude. Not at all.
You see. What,
my first 3 years, we didn't even win a fucking game. We didn't win a game until Randy came.
With Randy
and
Ringo.
We were winning.
Yeah.
We were dangerous, too.
Yeah, but that's good that you stayed. Like, those teams would have dropped out, so you stayed in the league.
Well, that's not me, though. That's not me, bro.
As long as you
got
a
quarterback. That's not me, man.
Yeah,
we
just had to drop a couple
of
bad seeds. Now you guys got a good team.
I got rid of the guys I need to get rid of, and you know we got this, man. Yeah. Like I don't think we're gonna lose, man. I still think we can win this A. I think we can win this A. I definitely know we can beat some good teams.
Yeah, no team should ever think you're going to lose. Why would you play if you think you're going to lose, you know?
Exactly. But my girl's trying to tell me I'm cocky and I don't know. Oh, I should stop being so cocky. My head's getting big. No, I want to win, and I think that we're going to win every game. We should win every game. We have a good enough team to win every play. So if you think it's cocky, so be it. If you think it's, you know, arrogance, so be it. That's how I feel. It might not happen every week.
You need teams like that. You need a couple teams like that. There's nothing to matter being cocky or ball breaking, but you know you see that happen a lot with the elite players, the elite teams. Like, you know, rock bottom and Cam, they were going at it all game. You would think this
would
be
all
funny.
All game, man.
But that's the thing. Is if you guys can ball break, I'm sure Bill, he don't mind that at all. He just don't want no fighting, you know. So if there's a fight, break it up, whatever. But I think you
My
do it.
My team's never gotten a fight. My
no,
team's never gotten
it,
a fight.
You do it in a good
way.
Yeah,
you know what? You guys are becoming like what Larry was the last couple of years. Everybody wants to play you guys and beat you. You know what I mean? So Larry was
yeah.
you forever. You know?
Nobody's like Larry. Calm down with that. Nobody's like
Well,
Larry
always
that.
Had the confidence. Even when they were not that good. Larry thought he was going to win every game no matter what. And he's always chirping, which is good.
As right as he should, man.
It got him to the other
side. Everybody. And look, it brought
yes.
the best. Like, you know, it brings. I wanted to come to this game to play you guys. You know what I mean? Because you guys are chirping all
Agreed.
The time. Yeah.